We are the Council of 12. We are here to transmit some of the valuable energetic holograms from the creative realms of the source of all that is. They will be placed in our crucible as well as in your personal energetic field. They are designed to continually assist you as you draw from them to alter the dimensional makeup of your physical body. They are invaluable in helping you hold refined light frequencies from now throughout the time that you are co-creating specific pathways of ascension that will remain within the earthly realms for those souls incarnating from this time sequence forward. It is important for you to know that we will be with you continually during this process to give specific instructions through concepts that you can understand and absorb in your present state of awareness. We will encourage you to repeatedly increase and upgrade the state of consciousness. You may often notice that you are drawing from these vast holographs, but cannot discern the exact purpose or use of them. But you will feel the energetics through your mental emotional body, which is being healed of the fractures that occurred when you experienced the third dimensional realities. The process that you will be doing will further support you in achieving your personal ascension. Let us now proceed with today's specific concepts that we present as we are transmitting the energetic holographs that will assist you to integrate and hold stably all aspects of this teaching session. The following of this session is the weaving that has taken place between the first and second trials. We will discuss how to create different light forms within the physical body and focus on changes you must make in your physical body to completely shift it into fifth dimension. Now, this process has been initiated through the presence of the League of Gabriel and the League of Michael as they presented the process, demonstrating how you will use the following information. When you open the four iterations of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional time locks, you had no idea how important that these time locks were as you continued on your personal ascension path. You didn't comprehend at first that you would be following your personal prime directive to open a pathway for all humans that would follow you in future generations. This pathway is the legacy that this community has come into embodiment to leave for the earth and all humans who choose to follow it. Now note, we said, all humans who choose to follow it. For all humans have free will. Every upgrade that you made through the last 10 years of your time has been stored in the first triad, in the Sacred Heart Center of that triad. The Sacred Heart Center is the base from which human consciousness is developed during many different incarnations. You will recall when you received the teachings of the first three triads, we only spoke of the three main chakras. The first triad, which was your sacred heart, your physical heart center, and your throat chakra. As your consciousness grew, we taught you to clear and unite the first three chakras, your root chakra, your sacral chakra, and your solar plexus. These chakras relate to your physical experience as well as your fractured male emotional body. When these chakras began to clear, they were folded into your heart chakra so that you could begin to value and respect what the source of your being had created in you, and especially when your soul spirit was generated. Eventually, you began to not only like, but love yourself, as you were always loved by the vast collective of the creative realms. These are important facts that you must draw from as you begin to change the dimensional frequency in your physical body. You must value, love, and respect yourself personally before you can stably change and alter your physical body at a cellular and molecular level. Any distortion that stands in the way of that alteration must be taken back to the fractures in the mental emotional body and the physical chakras that relate to those distortions. The energetics and light frequencies opened the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional time locks. And this will help you tremendously. You will soon see that your ability to weave the different energetic components of the first triad into an expanded use of all the triads will lead you into a level of ascension. We draw your attention to the throat chakra, which is in the first triad, and the many upgrades that took place at that center. There were more aspects of this chakra than you now know. You did upgrade the throat chakra, and you connected it with the medulla oblongata. And as the League of Gabriel and Michael have said, the medulla center was never understood or used properly because of the lack of awareness and the level of light frequencies held in the body and the state of consciousness. The medulla oblongata is known as the mouth or the voice of God or the all that is. The sound and light energetics are distributed throughout the complete functioning of the medulla center. The medulla oblongata is connected to the brainstem and the hindbrain so that upgrades and processes can be managed through the physical brain brought into consciousness. The connection between the throat chakra and the medulla oblongata provides a repository in the physical body. It connects with your physical voice, which is in the first triad in the throat chakra. It affects the functioning of the upgrades in the physical brain so it can process complexities of the energetics and the dimensional frequencies that are being raised to a refined level. The medulla oblongata space within the human physicality provides the expression of the divine in the physical creative realms. As with any upgrade, the best way for you to facilitate further activations and upgrades is to use what you have in any present moment. You can see the immense energetic composition of that first triad. We just discussed with you three parts of the first triad that are important attention points that connect into the entire triadic system. When you are working with specific triads, you will continually be drawn back into specific energetic attention points because they amplify and enhance the effective use of any specific triad. This is why the first triad is such an important triad, and it is considered the base triad that holds all of the rest of the triadic configurations, spinning them into one unified field. As you travel with us and make the changes that are necessary in your energetic physical system, you will discover the great value of the unlocked fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates and how they interweave with each triad and chakra. These light templates will help you create and hold stably everything that is needed on your transformational journey. Let us now discuss the specifics of the interweaving of the second and first triads and how they will help you upgrade your physical body into a fifth dimensional vehicle of light. You now know the importance of upgrading the physical body into a fifth dimensional state that enables the light body to manifest fully into a fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional state of consciousness. Your physical body must be fully stabilized in a fifth dimensional state to hold the consciousness of the light body. The light body consciousness is not available in the third or fourth dimension because of the dense separation and fear that is programmed into those dimensions. This all begins in the second triad, where you create form in form by altering the physical body at a cellular level. Because the leagues of Michael and Gabriel presented the process and helped you use that second triad to create liquid light and golden nectar light that alters the physical cells and the neurons of the brain, this presentation was very complete, so we will not reiterate it here. Our purpose now is to show you how to use the interweaving attention points within the first and second triads. As you use each chakra within the second triad, you will also be drawing from specific attention points within the first through the fourth triads. Can you see how unified the system is? The interweaving can occur between any two triads. You can also create an interweaving between more than two triads, which we have done today. All that it takes is your attention and your intention as a creator to manifest what is needed on an energetic as well as a physical level. In the last 5 years, we teachers of light have worked with you consistently to help you energetically create higher frequencies of light within your consciousness. Now we will focus on your physical level, because that is as important to have a unified structure from which to create and form. As you begin to create liquid light or golden nectar light by using each chakra of the second triad, you will first interweave the undifferentiated light from the fourth triad and direct it into the third eye, pineal, and the medulla oblongata. Then you draw from the sacred heart center of the first triad and interweave the energetics and consciousness of the white star tetrahedron that contains the energetics of the consciousness of the fifth element of love and unity that is a necessary element in creating a fifth dimension. You also draw from the center the eternal magenta flame that is woven into your pineal. It has been considered a pilot light of the energetic system that ignites various states of light that will be used in the creation. This flame was merged with the eternal flame that burns in your sacred heart. This merging provides the energetics and the color codes that assist you to create and manifest with refined states of consciousness with precision. As you know, as we have told you, the sacred heart also contains a sapphire blue star tetrahedron that contains all of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional unlocked time locks, which provide stability, magnetic equilibrium, and coherent electrical charges that assist in clear manifestation in a fifth dimensional physical state. The sapphire blue star tetrahedron also contains an energetic that provides unity between the all-seeing eye of Source and the all that is, and the pineal, which contains your personal all-seeing eye. This is of great value in your discernment process that will be vital moving forward on this path. Next, we weave in the function of the throat chakra that is connected to the medulla oblongata. The medulla center is a repository for the creative voice of the all that is, or the sound currents that will manifest through your voice. It also affects the functioning of the upgrades of the physical brain, so it can process the complexities that it is now required with the energetics and the dimensional frequencies that are being raised to a refined level that will be used in your creative intentions and manifestations. The unified field was created when the triadic system was gifted to humanity in 2007 of your time. This unification of the various procedures and states of consciousness that are provided when you use this system often by interweaving the different functions of each triad to create coherently and with precision in fifth dimension and above. This is how you create form within form. We are still working with this triadic system, and it will continue to be a vital part of your ascension process. You did not understand fully in 2007 what this was all about and couldn't understand the excitement of one of your teachers of light, Master Kutumi, as he presented them. It took a state of consciousness to understand. You will be amazed how this continues to evolve as you use it. Once you use this system, often and coherently, there is an autonomic energy that is created. With continual use in your creation that manifests in form and also alter your physical cells and brain function, all that will be necessary will be to focus your attention on specific attention points within the triad system and weave them into your creative process. But you will have to practice with all the specifics that we have mentioned first. This will take you time and effort. You will know when you have achieved this autonomic function because you will know that each point energetically contains just by focusing on the specific point with intention. It will be like the autonomic function of your breath. You don't have to focus on what specifically each breath provides, but the body knows what that is. This session is a layered session, both energetically as well as conceptually. It will take considerable review and practice to integrate. Time is not the issue, but due diligence on your part to practice and integrate the energetics that it provides continually will be your duty for the next 3 years. Also, be aware that by using this process that you have been doing with the leagues of Gabriel and Michael, that you can direct that liquid light, you can direct the nectar to specific parts of your body where there are anomalies and that healing is required, where there are miscommunication in the glandular system or in any function of the body. As you do this process and with intention and attention, direct that light where it is needed to bring it into a coherent function so that you have health and well-being and vitality. This will be required because, as you can see, to proceed with this continual practice throughout the next 3 years will take not just your time, but it will take your physical energy in some ways as these changes are made in your physical body. So you have to have you have to use these things to begin to heal, to begin to provide a coherent communication between all parts of the workings of this very complex body of yours, so that you have energy, that you have vitality in ways you never thought possible. This is what we have gifted and presented to you today for your use. And as we continue to present more helpful ways in which you can maintain your fifth dimensional reality and consciousness and vitality in your physical body, the stability piece is a very important piece. So with that, we will complete this dialogue. Blessings, beloveds.